them a shout of praise and worship today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I praise you. I praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Tell you what, saints of God, last night just thinking on the service and praying for a mighty move of God as we believe we'll have or having. Some of us are. Praise God. You begin to take your mind back and think, I'm anchored in him. I'm sealed away to the day of redemption. We forget that too often. We just let life come in and getting us doubting and fretting. God help us to come back. To come back, that it doesn't matter what comes. God saw me. And he predestinated me. And I'm sealed away in his hands. I don't know. Some people are catching the vision. I'll tell you that. It begins to do something to you. Begins to give an appreciation to God. Hallelujah. You begin to live in an audience of one. Him. Where it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Is he happy? Then I'm happy. Is he sad? Then I'm sad. Amen. Praise God. I don't think he came to heal us and save us just to look at it and say, well, that was awful nice, Lord. Thanks. Come on now. Well, you say, well, Brother Andrew, what are you trying to say? Are we here to praise the Lord or we come to praise the Lord? Amen. That's why I came. And if it's only one voice, it's two voices. Lord, this is all I got, but I'm giving it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate the brother coming today, Brother Nathan. How many loves Brother Nathan? Amen. Amen. He's been a great help to us. Been too long since we had him. But, you know, that's all right. God works all things out together for good. I'm about done with my break, I think, though. Taking the last three services off. I don't know. Maybe y'all ready to hear me again on Wednesday, good Lord willing. But I appreciate the rest. I appreciate the brothers helping me out, you know, and you get tired. We all do. And I've had to learn, you know, I'm not meaning to take too much of his time here, but Brother Branham even had to do it himself. He said, I had to learn to watch the gift of God. And I mean, you hear the testimonies. I can't imagine. I think it was 8 days or something. He stood behind the pulpit and prayed for the sick. 8 days straight. He'd go take a 10-minute nap, get back up and pray again. Praise God for sincerity, but that shows us how far we short short we fall. Isn't that right? God helped me to be more sincere. But at the same time, he had to learn responsibility, that you can't do that. You just drive yourself right into the ground. And I think we all need to do that sometimes. But there's one thing you can never do too much. Can't pray too much, and I don't think you can praise too much either. I really don't. I don't think you can thank the Lord enough. I don't think you can ever get to where God's like, okay, you can calm down now. I don't need no more of that, you know. Well, you show me that in the Bible. If anything, he said, where are you all? What's the problem with you all? Why aren't you praising? Remember they tried to tell your disciples to stop it. He said, if they stop, the rocks will cry out. No rock taking my place. That's right. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I'll shut up now. How many just wants to love on the Lord today and worship him a little bit? Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. I think we go maybe F or is it G? Somewhere around there. Here. Go G. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Worship now, omnipotent Father of mercy. Yes, Lord, thou art welcome in. Let's all close our eyes. Let's raise our hands. Say, Lord, come speak to us today. And Holy Spirit, you're welcome, Lord. Are welcome. Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Could we sing one more song together, Brother Andrew? That'd be all right. Have a song of my heart this morning. Just couldn't get off my mind. I know the master of the wind. You know that song. I can just try it. So you can sing it with me, but I just love this song. I was singing it this morning. My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sail. But I have a friend who watches over me. When the wind turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of sometimes I soar like an eagle to the skies. Among the clouds my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It'll bring me low, but it'll never bring me down. Hallelujah! I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, one more time. Thank you, Jesus. I know master of the wind. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We know the master of the wind this morning. Hallelujah. You got an unexpected storm in your life this morning? Amen. The same voice that calmed the sea, amen, is the voice that's with us today. Amen. We're expecting him to speak. Amen. We just brought a little word this morning to help us speak to our storms. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So good to be with you. Let's go to the Word so we can have you seated. And I'll just take a few moments to settle in here. In Matthew, the 21st chapter and the 21st verse. Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. So happy to be a Christian today. Amen. Amen. Matthew 21 and the 21st verse. You know the story well. Jesus speaking to the disciples, and he's just cursed the fig tree. And the disciples marveling over the power in his word to be able to curse this tree, and they would come back and it would be withered. Amen. And Jesus answered them and said, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, amen, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if your pastor says, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done.
That's right.
And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, your word is true this morning, Lord. Thank you for the promises you put therein, Father, for the revelation, Lord, in this hour that you gave us, Father, to take those promises, Lord, and see them come to life in our lives, Father. Lord, we're just trusting, Father, that you'll come this morning and speak to us, Lord, that you'll speak to every heart. Lord, those going through a storm, Father, those going through a trial or those with needs, Father, whatever it would be, Father, your word says, whatever we ask in your name, believing, Father, that we would have it. So, Father, give us faith this morning. hearing by your word, Lord. For, Father, faith cometh by hearing. So, Lord, may we hear from you. Father, may we hear from heaven this morning. Take control, Lord. I surrender myself to you, Father. These people surrender themselves to you, Father. May we be in submission to you and your word this morning, Father. May you come and take control in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. It's lovely to be here with you. And it has been too long, Brother Andrew, and I had to turn him down 3 times in a row, I think it was, because we had something scheduled already, and I just said, oh, I miss those people. Sure love you people. I love this building, this little building Lord blessed you with. This is apostolic as it gets right here, Brother Andrew. Amen. A little storefront. I'd rather be here, speaking here this morning, than St. Peter's Basilica. Amen. Or any great cathedral. Amen. But the children of the living God, amen. They meet in little places like this, and the supernatural happens. Amen. So hallelujah. I'm just so excited about the word this morning. Let's turn to the book of Exodus. Pray you'd forgive my wife for not being with me today. She's representing us up at the special meetings we're having this weekend. And the Lord is really good to us this weekend. Brother Ron Spencer ministering. Amen. Raise our faith.
Yes, sir.
Want to bring a little word to you this morning, Lord willing. Speak and go forward.
Yes, sir.
In Exodus, the 14th chapter. Right. Speak and go forward. Drawing inspiration from the message, Why Cry Speak, mainly, and
yes, sir.
And just trust the Lord will minister Amen. To us this morning. Amen. Exodus, the 14th chapter, and the 13th verse, and we find the children of Israel come to the Red Sea, and we know the story well.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And all the host of Egypt come against them. They're trapped, amen, right. Against this the sea on one side, there, you know, and the Egypt on the other, between a rock and a hard place,
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. And the people are afraid. Amen. And Moses says this to the people. Moses says, fear ye not.
Amen.
Amen. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more
That's right.
forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
the
right.
Lord shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace.
Amen.
Amen. Now here's the word coming from Moses. Amen. He's saying, stand still. Don't be afraid.
That's
you
right.
stand there, stand still. You don't have to worry because God's going to take care of it.
Yes,
God's
going to
take away your enemy. Amen. He's going to cause them to pass away. Amen. But see, there's a little bit more to the picture than the way that we take this kind of a promise sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because the Lord says to Moses, why are you crying to me? He says, you speak.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward.
Yes, sir.
Lift up your rod. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord says to Moses, why cry unto me? You speak.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And it's true what Moses says. He says, tell the children of Israel, you don't fear. Amen. Stand still. Amen. Rest on the promise of God that he's going to take us to the land.
That's
Amen.
Right.
But see, what is it that the Lord adds to this that he wants us to see this morning? See, because when the children of Israel standing still to let the Lord fight their battles, it didn't necessarily mean they stood idly by.
Come on,
amen. It didn't necessarily mean they were helpless spectators, amen, off to the sidelines, amen. But the Lord spoke and said, go forward.
Right.
Amen. Go forward. See, so standing on the promises of God many times, amen, the way that we must understand that it is, it's not to take no action, amen.
That's
it's
right.
not to stand to the side, amen, but it's to take, but see, there's an action with it. Stand on the promises of God. Take a stand for the promises
amen.
Of God.
Right.
Amen. And we can come forward to the continuation of Moses' ministry in Joshua. Amen. We find the children of Israel come to the same place. Amen. Come to the great Jordan River. Amen.
Right.
And it's swollen with floods. Amen. And they got to go through. And the promise of God says they're going through. They're going to take the land. Amen.
Right.
So they have the promise of God. Amen. But what is it that Joshua has to... what is the word of the Lord? He comes to Joshua. He says, we're going to cross the river. Amen. He says, we're all going to line up and we're going to go. We're going to go forward. Amen. We're not going to sit here, amen, and wring our hands and wait for the Lord to make the waters pass away. But we're going to keep walking. Amen. Amen. Footsteps means possession. Amen. We're going into the land. Amen. There's an action, amen, with our faith. There's a, see, yes, like the in the book of James, amen, he says, faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Amen. And what is he saying? He's not talking about the kind of works of righteousness, not talking about works of virtue, but he's saying if you really believe, then you'll act on your faith.
Yes,
amen. There will be an action
right,
that goes man. With faith, and that's yes. what the real biblical faith is this morning.
That's right.
Amen. So what is it? Oh my, just put yourself in the minds of the children of Israel now. Amen. With Joshua. And there's that rushing river in front of them.
Yes,
you know, and the Lord gave Joshua the promise that he's going to part the water. He said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee.
That's right.
You go through, and as soon as those priests touch the water, it'll part.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So he knew the promise. He had the word of God. It was all laid out for him. Amen. All that they had to do, amen, was take a step. Hallelujah. But can you imagine, just put yourself in the mind of these Israelites, amen, as they're walking toward the water, and these priests, you know, and see, the promise was there, and the promise was true, but they had to walk, amen, they had to take a step. And can you imagine those priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant,
yes, sir.
Amen, and just, yeah. amen, a millimeter away from that water. It's still rushing,
that's
Brother
right,
Andrew. It
right.
was still rushing. Amen. The obstacle's still there.
Right.
Amen. The thing that's in their way. Amen. This intimidation, it's still there. Amen. So just can you imagine what went through their minds? Hallelujah. Just a little whisper of doubt, maybe. Amen.
Yeah.
As he said, well, it looks like I'm getting wet today.
Right.
Hallelujah. But just as that first priest took a step, amen, the waters
yes.
parted, and they crossed on dry land, amen, and see, and God kept his promise, God took away the obstacle, amen, but what he required from his people is that they would just take a step, amen, just go forward in faith. Hallelujah. So faith this morning is not to stand idly by and say, I wish the Lord would do something. I wish I heard a voice from heaven. Amen. I wish, I wish somebody would appear and do this thing for me. But many times faith takes a stand. Amen. Faith takes action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the true faith that we see, amen, laid out through the Bible in type and in Scripture. Amen. I want to take you a little bit further forward. Amen. To the book of 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter. I'll just skim through it because it's kind of lengthy. Amen. But you might want to read it later because it's so wonderful. Amen. It's so wonderful. But you find that the Moabites and the Ammonites have come against the children of Judah.
Yes.
Amen. And see, and it's a great army. Amen. If you look at the circumstances, there's no way, there's no possible way the children of Judah can take a stand against this army that's camped against them.
That's right.
So you look at King Jehoshaphat, who's the king of Judah in that day.
Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. You look at his attitude, and I love the way that he takes it to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
And here's what he says. He says, behold, I say, how they reward us. Come to cast us out of thy possession.
Oh my.
Hallelujah. Amen. Not our possession.
That's right.
But he says, look, they've come to cast us out of the land which is your possession. He said, Lord, it's your land which you've given us to inherit.
Amen.
O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Amen. See, we don't know what to do. We don't have any might against this. See, if you're sick this morning, you have no might against that sickness. Amen. If you have a financial need, amen, there's no wealth in your bank account to be able to meet that need, to overcome that struggle, amen. Amen. So we have no power, amen. It's not that we have any might or any strength of our arm, amen, to deliver, amen, but our eyes are on him. Amen. Because everything that he's given us, everything that he's promised us, it's not his, it's not our possession to maintain, but it's his possession that he's given. Amen. He's given it to us to inherit. Amen. So see, that's why faith can take a stand. That's why we have a right to take a step, to take a stand, to act in faith. Amen. Because it's not our possession to keep. Amen. But it's his possession. Hallelujah. That he gave us to inherit. Hallelujah. So a prophet rises up in the midst of Judah. Amen. He says, and here's the prophecy. He says, thus saith the Lord unto you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
be not afraid or dismayed.
Right.
Hallelujah. By reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
Amen. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go, but listen, tomorrow go out against them.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You shall not need to fight, but tomorrow go out against them. Amen. Don't lay in bed. Amen. Don't stay home from church. Guilty. Amen. But tomorrow you go out against them. You won't need to fight it, but go out. Hallelujah. And the Lord will be with you. Amen. And I love how the children of Judah, amen, how they assemble. Oh my. And it must have been, can you just imagine, put yourself in this situation now. And you're looking at the circumstances, this great army. Amen. All these kings come against Judah. Amen. All these enemies, amen, just surround. Oh my. It looked hopeless. It was a hopeless situation. Amen. But there was joy in the camp of Israel because of the prophecy, because of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And you might have seen, you might, just to dramatize a little bit. Amen. Maybe around one of those fires, there was a young man and an old veteran sitting there. And the old veteran's telling this young man, he's saying, listen, what you do this morning, shine up your armor, shine your sword, get everything looking just right, just look your best. Amen. Because the children of Judah, amen, were marching out to battle. And he says, and maybe this man had been around long enough, amen, to remember those past victories, amen, that the Lord wrought for Israel. Hallelujah. And this old veteran, he said, hey, I remember the last time when a prophecy like this came and how the Lord kept his word. Amen. I remember how he kept his word, how he scattered the enemy, how he brought a plague upon them. Hallelujah. He says, don't you worry. Don't be afraid. Just shine your armor, shine your sword. Look your best for the Lord today. Amen. Go out to battle. Amen. And we'll see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. And you see, the Bible says, amen, that they armed themselves. They went out in praise, in the beauty of holiness. Amen. And that's the army of the living God today. Yes. Amen. Assembled. Amen. In the ranks. Amen. And they're going forth to battle. Amen. It's a battle in this age. It's a war that we're in. Total war. Amen. From the moment you get up to the moment that you go to bed. But see, there's praise in the camp. Amen. We're not marching, amen, with apprehension or with fear. Amen. But with praise in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Looking our best for God. Amen. Doing our, amen, giving Him all the honor that He's due, knowing He will fight our battle. Amen. But see, that you've got to assemble. You've got to join the ranks. Amen. You've got to go out, amen, and face the enemy. But the Lord will fight your battle. Amen. And when those children of Judah, they came out to the battlefield, amen, and assembled themselves. Oh my, the Lord came down. Amen. He put confusion against their enemies. He scattered them everywhere. They turned on each other, and it took 3 days. 3 days to round up all the loot from the battlefield and take it home to Judah. Hallelujah. Amen. And see, that's where we're standing today on a battlefield. And yet, the enemy that we're fighting this morning is already defeated. Amen. And by reason of this message, by reason of these promises, there's treasure everywhere, my brother, my sister, that we can take possession of because we're fighting a defeated enemy. Amen. And we have no weapon, amen, that can smite this devil. Amen. But see, he's already been smitten, amen, by the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're fighting, amen, a fixed battle. The enemy's scattered. He has no power. He has no weapon that can prosper against us because the Lord has already fought our battle. Oh my. See, we like to say how we're living in the last days and we're last days believers. Amen. But you know, Paul spoke of the last days, amen, as the present of his time. Amen. And you look at the Apostle John. Amen. He says, we're living in the last days. He says, we are living. And see, we're living in the latter day. And so was Paul. Hallelujah. Because listen, after Christ, everything's the latter day. My brother, see, he's the pinnacle. Amen. He is the high point, amen, of our history. Hallelujah. When he hung on a cross and he paid the price for sin and paid the price for redemption. Amen. The story from there, everything before Christ pointed to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah spoke of him and Elijah spoke of him and they spoke of this one to come. Hallelujah. But after he came, now every messenger sent to the church, every preacher sent to the world is pointing back saying, listen, we're living in the latter day. Hallelujah. If you're sick this morning, amen. If you need deliverance this morning, if there's a loved one, amen, that's on your heart this morning, you're living in the latter day. Hallelujah. Christ has come and paid the price. And we are, oh my, we're marching to a battle that's already been won. Hallelujah. Amen. See, many times Christians are guilty of being indecisive and calling it faith.
That's right.
Listen, being afraid to make a decision, afraid to speak a word, afraid to try to do anything for God. Amen. Because they're saying, I'm waiting on the Lord, brother. And waiting on the Lord. See, that we do wait on the Lord, but many times we call fear faith.
Yeah.
Amen. We say we're waiting on the Lord, but really we're just afraid of taking any action at all.
That's right.
Amen. And we're especially, see this especially, amen, it comes into play when we're in situations that seem impossible. Yeah. Amen. When the circumstances, when the armies of the enemy are all around you. Amen. When the circumstances don't look good, when the odds are stacked. Amen. Hallelujah. Impossible situations. Hallelujah. We get afraid.
That's it.
Amen. We don't want to take any kind of a stand. We don't want to take any. We don't want to stick our neck out. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, that's not. Amen. That's not the kind of faith. Amen. That God asks of His children.
Right.
Could I just quote Charles Spurgeon this morning? Would that be all right? Charles Spurgeon said, "When faith looks upon a, I love this. He says, "When faith looks upon a difficulty as being exceedingly great, then she turns to prayer."
Sure.
But on the other hand, after having sought God's help and having received it, amen, she frequently laughs at the impossibility and cries, "It shall be done." Amen. And then instead of betaking herself any longer to her knees, she boldly marches on, believing that the difficulty will vanish before her, that the crooked will be made straight, and the rough places plain. We are not to be always praying over a difficulty. When we have fairly committed it to God, we are to act upon the assurance that He has heard us.
Yes.
Amen. See, and that's what the message came to reveal to us, amen, in our day, is that faith is a master of circumstances. And we're not to look at all the, not to look at what the doctor says, amen, and not to look at the hopelessness of the situation when things look bleak. Amen. Faith doesn't look at the circumstances. It doesn't rely on the five senses. Amen. But it's a sixth sense, amen, that's a master of circumstances. See, faith is more than believing. True faith is possessing.
Yes.
Amen. Because what is faith? It is the evidence of things not seen. It is, amen, the substance of things that are hoped for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And see, we have a faith. We have access to a faith. My brother, oh my. And see, this faith is not something that we got to drum up or work up. Amen. Or strive up. It's nothing that was ever in you at any point. But the faith that we're living in today, living by faith, is the faith of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, have not the faith of Jesus Christ with respect to persons.
Yes,
said, it's the faith, oh my, it's the faith of Christ that's in us.
Yes,
hallelujah. So see what a defeated enemy we're fighting today. That you don't even, you're not even responsible for your own faith. Hallelujah. Amen. That ought, oh, that should bring such a victory in our lives to know, amen, that we don't have to hold on. It's not our strength doing the holding, but there's an anchor in our lives that holds. It holds us this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have to be afraid that if we let down our guard, then God won't meet our need. Amen. That if we don't hold on in our heart to some manufactured faith, that God won't deliver. Hallelujah. It is the faith of God. Hallelujah. The very faith of our Father manifested in His children. It'll bring every promise of God to pass. Hallelujah. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing to worry. Amen. Faith is more than believing. It's possessing. And circumstances bend to match your faith.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. But see, we get afraid. And that's what Brother Branham said about Israel standing there at the Red Sea. He said they failed to march with Moses. He said that's where they failed. They didn't march with Moses. Amen. He said, now isn't that just like today? We see the message come forth. We see the church rise to a place on the wings of the Holy Spirit until the power of God thrills every person in here.
Come on now.
Amen. The place on the wings. We see the church rise to a place on the wings of the Holy Spirit till the power of God thrills every person in there. The glory of God falls around. Yes. Amen. Signs and wonders take place. Less than a week, Satan is permitted to come back into that congregation.
Sure.
Watch this now, how Satan works. See, signs and wonders and supernatural, all wonderful things God doing. And then in less than a week, Satan is permitted to come and test that faith. He's permitted to come back in. Amen. To that congregation. Why does he do it? Brother Bram says, God permits it. And then the church begins to murmur and fall back. Maybe it wasn't so. That's where we fail. That's the failing of the church. Regardless of what takes place, it's God. Move forward.
Amen.
He says, well, say, there's brother so-and-so. I shouted the victory with him, but he's back here. No matter what he does, that has nothing to do with you. Amen. Well, so-and-so professor said that wasn't right. That wasn't of the Lord. No matter what professor said so, you are the guy that stood on the sacred grounds. You are the guy who was at the burning bush. Hallelujah. See, we've had enough experiences with God by this point that we ought never to doubt again. Amen. We ought to have seen enough to know that we're serving a living God this morning. Amen. Somebody who's, if he was able to save before, if he was able to heal before and deliver before. Amen. Brother Branham says he has to do the same thing now. Amen. Or he has to apologize for what he did then. Amen. See, God is obligated, amen, to prove that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So the same God that met you at the burning bush, amen, the same God you met in a personal experience is the same God, amen, who was there when you got up this morning. Amen. He put strength in your limbs to crawl out of bed. Amen. To get dressed and go to church. Hallelujah. We're depending on him for everything that we have. He's our breath and our life and our strength. Hallelujah. And he's able to take us through.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to know by now that God is real.
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, Israel, see, they ought to have gone with Moses. Israel had Moses, and Moses was the Word. And God always, always, always backs up the Word. Amen. He always backs up the Word. Brother Branham said this. I got ahead of myself. He says, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise,
that's right. Come on now.
Then God is guilty of being partial to his people.
Amen.
Amen. But God is not a respecter of persons. He says God's sovereignty demands of him.
Yes, sir.
Isn't this wonderful? His sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Or if he doesn't, then he was wrong when he worked in the first case.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If God, oh my, this is so powerful. Amen. This takes a prophet to speak with this kind of authority. If God does not act in the same way he did in the first case, if he acts different in the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted in the first case.
Right.
If God healed the sick in the Old Testament, he's got to do it in the New Testament and today.
Amen.
Or he did wrong when he healed them back there.
Right. Yes,
he's got to act the same every time, and he will do it when the same faith meets the condition.
Hallelujah.
The fault is in us, not in God.
Oh,
oh my. See, if we could just see, amen, that the only thing holding God back from acting on our behalf, from fighting our battle, amen, it's our fear of giving up control. Amen. See, we, as humans, we love control. We love to feel like we're in control of every situation. Amen. But see, oh my, the Bible says, which of you, amen, under your effort could add a single inch to your stature? Amen. Amen. How, through your worry, through your fretting, amen, through any of your ability, amen, what can you accomplish in your life? Nothing. Amen. Control is an illusion this morning. Amen. You can put God in control of your life. Amen. Or the circumstances of the world. Hallelujah. But God wants control, and God is the same God he was back there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's so simple. It's so simple. We complicate it in our minds.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Healing is simple.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Just, it's only belief.
That's right.
Amen. It's only believe. And if they believe back there, and that was the key that healed them back there,
right.
He's the same God today.
Yes,
amen. Amen. If He doesn't, He's not God.
Amen.
Amen. But see, God, Moses was the Word. Let's come back to this. Moses, Israel had Moses, and he was the Word.
Sure.
See, God anoints His Word, and He carries it out through man.
Right.
He said, why are you crying to me? You speak.
That's right.
You take your rod, some stick out of the desert, and hit the water. Amen. And then I'll part the water. But first you speak.
Right.
First you act.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You take a strike at the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, we must do everything by God's leadership, but sometimes we're waiting for a voice from heaven when we've already heard the voice of the Word.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're looking for the leadership of God many times. Amen. And we don't like the feeling of faith, because faith means giving up control. So what we do is we're wanting a voice from heaven. We want something our eyes can see, our ears can hear. We want God to speak out of a cloud. Amen. I've been that way. Amen. We all do that. Amen. But see, many times God's already put the answer in His Word, and all He wants us to do is believe what He said. Amen. Amen. So just some scriptural advice this morning for finding the leadership of God. Amen. The first step, I believe, is to become neutral.
Sure.
And I think that's where 99% of the prayer goes, is to be neutral. The Bible says this. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Right.
In other words, not trusting in your feelings, your wants, your desires, your opinions, anything, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's being neutral. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding.
Yes, Lord.
You're saying, Lord, this seems like this seems like a no-brainer, God. Amen. But lean not on your own understanding.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. See, you're praying for revelation.
That's it.
You're praying for His understanding. Praying for the mind of God, and the mind of God is revealed in His Word.
Amen.
Then see, acknowledge Him in all your ways, and there's a promise that goes with it.
Amen.
See, what does He require of us? Not really anything. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. That's relying on Him. Okay, that's His power. Lean not on your own understanding. Yep, that's not you. That's Him.
Right.
All right. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. That's not you. That's Him.
Right.
Amen. And He shall direct thy paths.
Amen.
Amen. That is the leadership of God. It's that simple, is to become neutral, amen, to not be shook up, not looking at the circumstances, amen, not getting all worried, not getting all afraid, but fear not, stand still, and wait for the salvation of the Lord, amen. But many times that involves, amen, walking out the front door and taking a step of faith, amen. Many times there's an action that goes with it, amen. Many times you've got to take a stand for the Word of God, just like the children of Israel, amen. God promised them the land that they possessed, amen, but many, many times enemies would come to the land, and see, the children of Israel were never ordained, amen, to go out into Babylon and conquer. They weren't ordained to go out and conquer those Hittites and go down and debate with those Moabites, amen, and argue and try to make them see it their way, but they were responsible for the land within the landmarks of what God laid out, amen. What God promised them, all He required is that they possess it.
Amen.
All He wanted them to do. But see, many times the enemy comes, amen, and he wants to take away your possession of the promise of God. Amen. He's going to challenge you for that possession. But see, if you're within the landmarks of God's promises, then you can be like, you can take a stand against the enemy. Amen. It doesn't matter how He is, how powerful He is, you're not taking a stand on your own military might, but on the might of God who made the promise in the beginning. He promised the land to the children of Abraham, and there's a spiritual land that we were given to possess. Amen. So when Satan comes to challenge you on your healing, amen, challenge you on your deliverance, or whatever it would be, see, we have a right to take a stand of faith. We're not tossed to and fro, amen, by the wind and the waves, but there's an anchor that holds. Hallelujah. If you're fighting in sight of those glorious landmarks of His promises, amen, then the enemy doesn't have a chance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it takes some action on your part. It takes a stand of faith. Amen. Amen. And see, you don't get sick and then say, well, I'm sick, so I guess the promise that God's my healer isn't true. But you see, you've got to take... See, the enemy's challenging you on that promise. Amen. Don't roll over and accept it. Take a stand. Hallelujah. See, just as often as we act without prayer, we pray without action.
Oh my, that's it.
Hallelujah. See, we got this idea that we gotta wait for the voice from heaven. Amen. We gotta have some kind of a clear sign or a fleece or something like that. But if it's already laid out in the Word, that's all that you need. As a believer, you've got a right to take the Word. Listen, David one time had something on his heart, and he didn't know whether it was the Lord's will or not. Amen. Well, he didn't know. But see, he had something on his heart, so he went to he wanted to build God a house.
That's right.
Amen. He wanted to keep a house for God. Put God in a oh, he said it's not right for me to live in a house of brass and worship my God in a tent. He said it's just not right. But see, there was something in David's heart.
Amen.
I want you to see this. See, David's desires were aligned with God's. Because he had a revelation of the heart of God that said, "See, the bird has a nest and foxes have holes." Amen. But the Son of Man has no place to raise his head. He had a revelation that God desired a dwelling place. God revealed that to him. Amen. So see, he already had the revelation. Listen, think about this. His desire was aligned with God's. And that's why the prophet Nathan said, "Do all that's in your heart." Now, we preach many times. We preach, oh my, because see, the message of this world is follow your heart.
Yeah.
Follow your heart. And what they mean is follow your lusts.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Amen. See, but if you see, and the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Amen. So see, we're so scared of falling into, you know, following our, you know, we get so worried about it. But if your heart is right, amen, then follow it. Hallelujah. If your heart's been changed, amen, you got a revelation of the desire of God. Amen. If you're sick and you got a revelation that God, see, that I would above all things, that you prosper in health. Amen. If you need deliverance, amen. If you're on a bad road and you got a revelation that God is not willing that any should perish, amen, then you can stand on the Word. You can follow your heart. Amen. You can have what you desire because your desire is aligned with God's. Amen. And see, that's what it means when Brother Branham said that the bride has the mind of Christ and she knows, she has the Word. She knows what He wants done with His Word.
Amen.
Amen. She knows the heart of her husband. Amen. She knows what He wants done with the Word. She's not afraid to sign the check. In fact, she didn't sign the check. She just writes the amount.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, it's dual. Oh my. And if we could just get a revelation of that. Because that's the message of the hour to the bride. Amen. We got to recognize the power that's in us.
Amen.
We've got to recognize our right to take the Word of God and apply it to our needs.
Amen.
Amen. So see, what we're doing, amen, is we're looking at our own ability. And we're looking at our own circumstances. We're looking at everything but the Word of God.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Because if the Word of God is behind you, that's all that you need to overcome.
Amen.
Amen. Doesn't matter who you are, what you can do, what your strength is, what your abilities are, what's on your resume. Amen. If you've got the Word of God, you've got enough. Listen, it's all through the Bible. God's anointed deliverer, Moses. Amen. He stood there. He said, "God, I can't do it." Amen. God just told him to go do it. But he says, "God, I can't do it because I stutter." He said, "Listen, God, I stutter. I'm a worrier. You know, it runs in my family. I'm just this way. It's just the way I am. Lord, I stutter. I have trouble believing. I have trust issues. Somebody hurt me." Listen, make an excuse saying, "God." And see, Moses was right. Moses had no ability in him to do it. He already proved it when he killed an Egyptian. Hallelujah. And he got run out of the country.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But what did God say? He said, "Moses, what's in your hand?"
That's right.
Yes.
What is in your hand? He said, "God, it's just this stick I found out in the desert." Amen. He says, "That's enough." It's enough for the task. So Moses could stand on the shore of the Red Sea and take that old stick. Amen. But see, it wasn't a stick, but it was the power of God behind the stick to part the sea and remove the obstacle. Listen, Shamgar had an ox goad. Amen. Shamgar stood there with a stick and he beat 600 Philistines. Hallelujah, because what was it? He was standing on the promises of God for the land that God gave him to possess. So it didn't matter what kind of weapon he had, what kind of a strength was in his arm. Amen. He could take a stick and he could beat the enemy. Listen, Samson had a jawbone. Look, it's all through the Bible. Amen. Samson stood there with a flimsy piece of bone. Amen. And he beat a whole army. Because why? It wasn't the might of Samson. He wasn't some great Hercules. Yeah, right. Hallelujah. But just a little man, a little stoop-shouldered man with the word of God behind him and a promise to possess the land and to defend it from every enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. It was enough. Hallelujah. Listen, there was a little widow woman. She didn't even have a stick. Hallelujah. She didn't even have a stick. All she had was an empty vessel. All she had was an empty vessel. Amen. But when the prophet came and brought the word to her, that empty vessel was enough. Amen. To give her life, to give her provision, to provide everything that she had need of. Amen. All she needed was an emptiness. Amen. There was a God to fill it.
Amen.
Listen, Gideon, 300 men and a trumpet. Hallelujah. Amen. Against a whole army. Amen. And what he did have at the beginning, God said, it's too many. It's too many. People will say that you did it. They'll say that it was your strategy. They'll say it was your might. They'll say it was your strength. He says, Gideon, get rid of all of them. Just keep those believers. Yeah. Amen. He said, all I need is a few believers, just a handful of believers. Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Amen.
Listen, David had a sling. Oh my, he had a sling, amen, but he told that Philistine, he said, you come to me with a sword and a spear. He said, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. He said, the word of God is behind me. He said, to this day, I'll take your head off your shoulder. Amen. The word of God was enough. Oh my, and if all that you got in your life is an empty vessel, listen, if all you are is filth this morning, God took mud and he made eyes. Hallelujah. If your life has been so murky, amen, if you're so blinded by the filth of this world, amen, mud was all that he needed to smear in some mud and bring, I say. Oh my. That's the God that we serve. It doesn't matter, amen, what the circumstances are. Doesn't matter what kind of ability you have in your hand. What is in your hand? It's good enough for the task. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. David stood there. He said, this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. But who slew the giant? Amen. But the battle is the Lord's. Amen. But who cut his head off?
Right.
Amen. Yeah. The battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What is in your hand, my brother, my sister, this
Amen.
Morning? I've come to preach to you today that it's good enough
Amen.
For the task. It's good enough to take a stand on God's promise and receive what your heart desires, because your desire is aligned with God's. God is desirous this morning to prosper his bride, to give her gifts, to heal her, and to save her and deliver her and give her joy and peace. Amen. God loves, he would bankrupt heaven to see you smile. Oh my. The children of God have a right to take the word into their own hands, because the word was meant for man.
Amen.
Listen, look at this. Watch this now.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
the word was meant for man. Amen. See, you and I were in a fallen state. But we go back to Eden and look at what man was meant to be. See what you and you look at Adam. Amen. Brother Brown said Adam was a god on earth.
Yes, he was.
He was the son of God, so of course he was a god. Amen. And so he, because he was a god, because he had dominion, then he could speak to the wind. Amen. And the wind would, he say, listen, wind, don't blow that way, blow around there. Amen. You're giving me a chill. Blow around there. And he said, I don't really like that tree there. Tree, you get up and move. And that's what a kind of a man that Adam was.
Yes, sir.
He had the book.
Yes. Amen.
He had the book of man's rights. It was the book of rights. It was the book of authority.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was given to Adam to have dominion over the earth. But he fell and he lost it.
Right.
Amen. He lost it. And all of his real power, see, all of Adam's real glory was perverted into pride. You notice that especially a man's just got pride. You know, a man doesn't want anybody to speak ill of him. He doesn't want anybody to do him wrong. Amen. Because, see, in his fallen nature, what is it? It's a pride. It makes him angry. You know why? Because man knows that he's fallen from somewhere, and he knows that he was meant to be on a higher level, amen, than what he finds himself in this fallen state. Amen. But he's lost the book. Amen. He's lost his power. Amen. But see, there was a lamb that was worthy to take the book and open up the seals. Amen. But he didn't just open those seals and take the book back to his throne. But he came to the bride. He comes to John. He says, John, take this book. Eat it up. Amen. Eat it up. But listen, he didn't just tell him to eat it. Didn't just tell him to sit there at home and press play and listen. Amen. But he said, thou must prophesy again. Hallelujah. Amen. See, what was it when Adam stood on the earth? He could prophesy to the wind and say, wind, you shall move away, and tree, thou shalt get up and walk, because he was a God. Hallelujah. But what was it when the word came and said, you must prophesy again?
Amen.
So what was it? When a man, a fallen man, stood on a mountain and told a storm to cease. And what was it when a man stood on the earth and spoke a squirrel into existence? It was the book coming home. Hallelujah. The word being restored to the children of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The creative word that was in Adam has come back to us. It spoke squirrels into existence. It can speak healing for you. It can speak deliverance. It can apply salvation to your loved ones. Amen. Because it's the word of God in the mouth of his children. Where it belongs. It is your birthright as a child of God to speak the word of your father. Amen. That's what adoption is all about. It's about authority. It's about recognizing our day and who we are and the power that's in the bride of Christ. Amen. Is this fanaticism? Amen. It's the message of the hour. Amen. Listen, if not now, when? Amen. You waiting for a third poll? Amen. We heard, oh my, you waiting for something to come down the road? Amen. We've had Brother Ron Spencer this weekend testifying of the dead being raised. Amen. Testifying of babies with club feet having their legs straightened out in a moment. Amen. See, we're living in the day now.
Yes.
Amen. So don't get shook up just because it's not making Fox News headlines.
Yeah.
Amen. But see, if not now, then when? The word is here. And there's not another word to come. It's about time that somebody would have the audacity and the faith to take the word of God and just believe it and apply it to their lives. Hallelujah. Amen. That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Brand said, speak and go forward. That's right. That's God's commission to his church.
Yes.
We have no time to slack.
Right.
He said, they say the revival's over. It isn't over. Go forward.
Amen.
It's time that Pentecost played out. It isn't. It's time for Pentecost to rise in the name of Jesus Christ and go forward.
Amen.
This is what he said in Why Christ Speak.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. But see, the true Pentecostal blessing didn't come to organize us, didn't come to form a new denomination, but it came to restore, amen, the power that Adam lost. Amen. To restore that apostolic blessing. It was the fullness of redemption when men that were fallen were restored to the position of authority to speak the word of God, to say, silver and gold have I none, but the battle is not mine, but the Lord's. Amen. Rise up and walk.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Sid, there's no retreat. There's no sin on the same ground. Let's move with the Spirit, or the Spirit will move on to somebody else and leave you standing. Amen. You follow it. Do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. Oh, he says, men and women today, they'll join some social standing in the church, join some intellectual group because they love to get into intellectual sessions when they know that the Spirit of God has life and moves. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way he was then, that's the way he is now, and he will be forever.
Amen.
Amen. And the messenger of God is here, the Holy Ghost. Amen. To reject it is death, but to receive it, my brother, my sister,
Amen.
Is life
Amen.
Approved.
Amen.
Approved. Amen. See, you're not cast aside. You're not an outcast or an oddball to God. In the economy of God, you're not a nobody. Amen. You're not just a sinner saved by grace. You're definitely not somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Amen. But see, you are the army of the living God, the invincible army, the army standing on His word, defending His promise. Hallelujah, the army of His inheritance, joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, if you might suffer persecution, but don't be discouraged. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is being revealed in us.
Amen.
All creation is groaning. Amen. For a little nobody in Defiance, Ohio, to realize who he or she is. Amen. And stand for it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How do people accept it? The Holy Spirit, Brother Branham says, has one message. Speak the word.
Yes.
Go forward.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
He says, that's right. Don't cry to me. There's
right.
the word.
Amen, brother.
Speak it and move forward.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord. That's the message of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
that's
God.
That's my message tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning.
Praise
God. Praise God.
Praise
Oh, I'm all worked up. Hallelujah. Listen, it's true, my brother, my sister. Amen. This kind of preaching is for the day that we're living in now. It's for the present time. Amen. And it's not based, amen, on your qualifications or your abilities, but on His choosing. Oh my, take your eyes off the circumstances. Amen. Brother Ram says stormy skies. Amen. And they're not signs of God's disapproval.
Right.
And neither when everything's going well is it a sign of his pleasing. Amen. But see, his proof that he loves you, amen, is that he chose you.
Yes.
Amen. And how do we know? Brother Bram says, how do we know he loves us?
Amen.
Because he said so.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Can't you just take him at his word this morning
Amen.
For your need?
Glory.
Amen. For what you have need of in your body, in your life, in your family.
Hallelujah.
Listen, there's so much. This power of God that we have access to is so untapped. There is so much treasure here for us to gather up and take home.
Amen.
Amen. We're fighting a defeated enemy.
Amen.
We're fighting a defeated enemy. Let's all stand. Close your eyes. If you have a need, would you raise your hand and let's just take it to the Lord. Amen. And you believe. You speak to this mountain. You speak to this mountain. We'll pray and we'll agree in faith that God will do a work of deliverance this morning. That He'll comfort the brokenhearted. He'll heal the sick, free the captive. Amen. That He'll work on your loved ones. Amen. And you'll see Him come in the end. Amen. Apply the token, my brother, my sister. You've got a right to do it. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, Lord. Lord, and the revelation of it by this message, Father, that we can know who we are and recognize our day and its message, and that we could apply the token for every promise of God. Lord, the price has already been paid. We have nothing to offer but faith in what you've already said, God, and that you've already done, knowing that if you stood here in a literal body, Lord, that you couldn't heal one, you couldn't help one because you've already done it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we lift your name in praise, Father. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for what you've already done. Hallelujah. We're living in the latter day. Amen. Christ the Redeemer has come and paid the ultimate price. Hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Oh, King of glory, Prince of peace. Hallelujah. Oh, bright morning star. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're our breath and our life and our strength, Father. Oh, God, if it had not been for you, then we surely would have passed away. But God, you've kept us and you'll continue to keep us. You're Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh yes, I'm a child of the King,
and His royal blood, oh, now flows through my veins, and I, who was wretched and vile, now can say, child of the King.
And oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King, and His royal blood now flows through my veins, and wretched and vile, now can say, praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Dad, you just play that now, hallelujah. We need to quit singing it and not believing in our hearts. You need to believe what you're singing. That, Lord, I don't know about brother so-and-so or that sister over there, but I know that I'm a child of the King. That, Lord, You bled me. Your blood flows through my veins. Hallelujah. You gave me a voice, Lord. You gave me strength today. You healed me time after time. When I was a sinner, lost without a way, something brought me back. It wasn't me, Lord. It was You. Praise God. And now You challenge me, Lord. You challenge me to take a step of faith in the promise of God, to be a priest holding the word on my shoulders. And just when you go to touch the brim of the water, don't doubt then. Don't run away then. Step in. The waters will move. Where are you at, brother, sister? Where are you at? Do you have the joy of a Christian? Oh, it's all over you, I'll tell you that. If you can't find it, lift up now. Lift your hands in praise. Lift your hands in faith. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, that's mine. That's my promise. I'm not waiting for somebody else. Lord, I'm going forward. How can you go forward? Give Him praise. Say, I don't feel like doing it. That's when you do it. Oh, there's such a presence of God here today. Jump into it, brother, sister. It's yours. It's yours. The Holy Ghost is your promised land. Get past complacency. Get past doubt and fear. Get past where the devil dictates your life. You dictate your life by the Holy Ghost. As for me and my house, my tabernacle, I will praise the Lord. Praise God. Get past it now. Go ahead. Keep worshiping, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get in the Spirit one time. Let all the flesh go to where you don't care what you do. You don't care what anybody thinks. Oh, hallelujah. You don't care if anybody hears you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, don't be distracted now. God's here. God's here with the water of His Spirit to bring the word that we've heard to pass in your life right now. What a word today, brother, sister. As your pastor, we've heard, thus saith the Lord, for our group here. You heard it. That wasn't brother Nathan. And yet it was. That's not you, but yet it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not presuming because we've got the word. Step forward now. Step forward in your healing. Step forward. You say, how? Whatever's hurting you, do the opposite. I say that in the name of the Lord. Do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it now. Saying, no, I'm not the Christian I need to be. Well, be the Christian you always vision yourself as. Do it now. Too many times we just say, oh, one day I'll pray. One day I'll fast. One day I'll worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Well, start now. Amen. Say, Lord, I love You. I appreciate You. I'm not waiting for somebody else to be a son of God. I will. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let the shout of victory be in the camp today. Thank You, Lord. There's someone here who knows all about Your life. Why do you think he was preaching all up and down it today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, give me revelation. Give me a boldness in my heart. The disciples prayed for boldness to do the will of God when it comes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Quit joining a picnic and getting to war. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're not rushing service today. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Take the victory, brother, sister. Hallelujah. 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 Yield yourself to the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Lord. You feel His presence. Don't lie. This will make a sinner raise his hands. Praise God. I want you to do to Holy Ghost-filled Christians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's coming to prove His word this afternoon. That's why He's here. Thank you, Lord. While He's here now in His presence, do you have a need you'd like to come forward? Is there anyone who'd like to come forward for prayer this afternoon? I'm not making you. I'm just saying if there's anyone who does, would you come now? Come believe in God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Got a soul coming. Praise Him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Is there anyone else? Is the Holy Spirit moving on you to come? Then go ahead and come. Don't be ashamed. Some of you, that's the step you need to take. You're too afraid to step forward. You're afraid somebody's going to not think much of you. That ain't what's important. What's important is, Lord, you're happy with me. What's important is, Lord, you know I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving forward. Don't come on. Come on, Mom. Keep coming this way, boys. This way. Thank you, Lord. Make room for the ones behind you there. If there's anyone else right now, don't wait. Don't wait. He's all here. He's all. Everything you're looking for is in the room. Everything you need is in the room. It's Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you begin to feel the Holy Ghost come on you, don't let it just stay on your flesh, but open your heart big and wide. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll pray out there now. Don't be an unbeliever. Be a believer. Believe with these one at a time here, Mom.
Died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be with my Jesus. I shall see when I look.
Lord, whatever.
When I look.
that simple. It's that powerful. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I shall see. When I
lift you up, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you for restoring us by the Holy Ghost today. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Worship him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Do you feel his love all around you now? Thank you, Lord. Just express your love the way you worship God. You do it your own way. Just pull your heart out to him now. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just take a moment. Just bask in his presence. Hallelujah. The King of Kings is here. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's healed us of our infirmities. Can you say amen? He's delivered you from your depression. Can you say amen? Come on, brother, sister. Some of you needed to say amen, didn't do it. Say it. Amen. That devil's, he's rampant, brother, sister. I'm not presuming. I can see these things. I don't want to go down life by life because too many times you depend on that here. You're waiting on me. God's waiting on you. I see it. I'm not ignorant. I actually can't see it, but he does. He's here. Thank you, Lord. Anytime you feel that way, I'm going to encourage you, brother, sister. He promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. You've got a friend in Jesus. Quit making him an idea. Quit making Jesus an idol. He's a person. He's just like a man standing before you. He comes to your house, but you say, Lord, it ain't enough. I need somebody else. He's there. Hallelujah. We all get those feelings. But Satan's been exposed today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for touching us. Hallelujah. As you've received his word, can we praise him in the spirit now? Can we let our faith come out of our lives in words of praise and hands lifted up to him? Thank you, Lord. Sing what Dad's singing here. Oh, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation. That's him. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Sing it again. Oh, thank you. Give him all your heart now. Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving me thy great salvation. So can we do it one last time without any music and every hand raised? Oh, thank you,
Lord, for saving
my soul.
salvation so rich and free.
Oh, just give him a shout of praise this afternoon. Worship him.
I'm free, thank Lord Jesus. By your stripes I'm healed, by your blood I'm saved. By your word, Lord, I walk in the light. Father, by faith I move forward, walking in your footsteps, Lord Jesus, following you right into heaven. Father, I praise you and worship you. I give you honor, glory, and praise, dear Jesus, for all your great things.
Oh my, what a presence
shed upon me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Respect him now. Love him now.
I give you honor and praise and glory. Oh,
praise you, Jesus. This is why we came to church, was to worship the one we love.
I worship you.
To worship the one we adore. That we praise, that we knew would be here for two or three gathered in his name.
I am a doer of your word, Lord. I praise you, Father, that my eyes are open in this last day, that I may give you praise and glory, dear Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
You feel that presence,
Jesus.
Brother, sister?
Praise thy holy name, Father.
You feel that Holy
Thank
Spirit?
You, Jesus. Praise
We'll never
thy
be any
name,
closer
Jesus.
Than that until we cross
Hallelujah.
Over time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Don't
Jesus.
Don't be distracted now.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit's here
Hallelujah.
Working.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Open
God.
Open your heart,
praise
babe. Say,
God.
Lord, I yield myself to the service
Thank
of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give myself
Thank
fully
you, Jesus.
To you. Lord, use
Hallelujah.
This vessel for
Hallelujah.
Your glory.
Hallelujah.
Make me a bold
Jesus.
Christian. Make me
Praise
one that's willing
God.
To take
Thank
the first
you,
step
Jesus.
That everybody else is afraid
Hallelujah,
of. But Lord, I'll be a David.
Hallelujah.
I'll go out there, Lord. Thank I'll be a priest.
You,
I'll put my foot in the water.
Praise
I know
God.
It'll
Praise
move because
God.
You told us.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Lord. I'll be
Hallelujah.
The first one to witness to my family. Everyone's been afraid. They'll say they'll turn you down.
Hallelujah,
but Lord, I'll be brave.
Father.
I'll go
Thank
in the name
you,
of the
Jesus.
Lord. I'll be the first to confess that my family's saved
Thank
when everybody
you,
else
Jesus.
Is calling them serpent seed. I'll be the first one to say, God
Hallelujah,
can restore my family. God
Jesus.
Can restore my marriage.
Praise
God can restore
God,
my children. God can restore my household altar.
Name, Jesus.
I'll step in
Hallelujah,
faith.
Hallelujah,
I'm not saying
Hallelujah,
those things, presuming
Jesus.
That's the Holy Ghost giving you that
Hallelujah,
promise today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. How we love you, Father.
Oh,
Praise
my.
The Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise
Be patient
the Lamb
with the Lord
God.
Now. They thank you, Lord
hallelujah,
Jesus. You know he's here. Fall down and worship
Jesus.
Him then.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes
hallelujah.
I think we sing too much instead of worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes I think we're too concerned Praise with notes and
God.
Melodies instead of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Just put
hallelujah,
your heart there before
Jesus.
Him now.
Praise
Don't be in a hurry. It's not even
Jesus.
Two yet.
Thank
Let's worship
you,
him a little while.
Praise
thank
you Lord.
You, Lord.
Oh, Father, we love you. We adore you.
Oh, thank
Glory,
you, Lord.
Blessing to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessings,
Hallelujah.
Honor, glory, and power unto you, O great King, Savior.
Hallelujah.
I bless thy name. I bless thy
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. It's hard to even state
Hallelujah,
at this pulpit.
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
we adore
Jesus.
You. We
praise
thank you for
God,
being here, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you,
Healing
Jesus.
Healing all of our diseases.
Hallelujah,
you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Dad,
hallelujah.
I want you to play It's by Faith, but just
Thank
soft,
you,
don't
Jesus.
Sing. Just maybe Home a Little is fine. Oh, thank you, Lord. His holy name. Don't be in a hurry. You feel the moving of the Spirit. I trust you do. Open your heart big to Him. You have to learn to yield yourself. Say, Lord, I believe I'm part of the bride. I believe I'm part of the move of God. Lord, here we are. Oh, your presence is here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid. Thank you, Lord. Solemn assembly of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thus saith the Lord to my servant, my son, as I promised David that there would never be a son fail to sit on the throne of Israel. So I say unto you, respect no man's person, for I will go with you at every service, saith the Lord God. There'll be many signs and wonders follow your ministry. Walk before me humbly. Never exalt thyself, and I shall exalt you. For I see the works of God in your life, but I see Satan coming to tempt you to sift your life. But in my name I say, I will go with you wherever you are. Never doubt me, never fear to take a stand on my word. To be unpopular, saith the Lord God, and I will use you as a mighty battle axe in my hand, saith the Lord God Almighty to my servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, so be it.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Just worship him.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, and
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Lord, we receive your word.
Jesus.
We pray for your servant. Bless him, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
May it so be as you've spoken, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 How many appreciates the Lord Jesus today? Amen. Go prophesy again. Tell them to the kings and nations that this word is true. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad to be a part of something that's not just on a page, but it lives. Thank you, Jesus. Dad, let's sing it now. Let's sing it. With all your heart, you all know
this. It's by faith.
Love on it now.
That I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith.
Last time.
wave offering.
It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith.